Our guest on The Tide is Dr. Josie of Josie Family Orthodontics. And Doc, if you would, tell us about yourself.
So I was an Army brat, grew up in Texas. I was born in El Paso and then lived in Austin. We came here in middle school, and my dad was really great. He decided that we would park us in Richmond, and even though he had to serve a couple other places, I got to finish out high school in one place. So as I was going through high school and looking at colleges, I remember I came to Williamsburg for a soccer tournament, and I was wearing a UVA shirt, and some William & Mary student gave me a hard time about wearing a UVA shirt, but actually they were really cool and just talked to me and just made me feel really at home. And every time I came to William & Mary after that, people were really friendly. And William & Mary did not have the major that I wanted to do when I was looking at colleges, but I wanted to come to William & Mary, and so I came here. Can't give you a logical reason other than it's where I wanted to go. I always felt like it was home. After college, I worked in the admissions office for 3 years because I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do at that point, so I needed to make some money, and I loved William & Mary, and I wanted to give back that same experience that those kids who made fun of my UVA shirt, they gave me. And I really wanted people to know about William & Mary. I really enjoyed educating the public about the college admissions process. There was a lot of other things to like about William & Mary, and it was just a tremendously rewarding job.
And you quickly learned how to walk backwards.
Well, I did that in college. I was a tour guide and always walking backwards, even on the bricks. Yeah, you gotta be good to walk backwards on bricks. But I will say, it was when I was working at William & Mary, that's when I had this, I really missed science, but it's really where I found my passion of, I got to do something that works with a lot of people, and I have to do something that impacts people's lives. And so I started really looking at medicine and dentistry and things like that. And so it was actually a dental mission trip to Southwest Virginia. In Virginia, there are these things called Mission of Mercy trips, and they do free dentistry around the state. So I went to one in Wise, Virginia, which if you haven't been to Wise, it is another world, but that's where I really thought, you know what, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I can help people, I can use science, and really impact people's lives.
So I know you really like working with kids. Do you have kids of your own?
I have three kids. I have a five-year-old Peter, a three-year-old Asher, and then a six-month-old Ada.
So you obviously really like working with kids, and I guess there is sort of a misconception about orthodontics that it is mainly for kids.
So I think there's definitely a misconception that braces is only for kids, and orthodontics really can do a lot to set the teeth in healthy positions, to keep them clean, position a good, healthy bite. And that's something that even adults can benefit from. And I really enjoy working with adults too, because with kids, obviously you get these really fun interactions where you're hearing about what's happening in their world, or, you know, how was that soccer game last weekend? Or what about that play that you just performed in? I love those stories, but adults are really invested in their treatment, and adults come back to you and they say, you know, I was noticing that this tooth just doesn't look quite right. And I really love that they're so invested in the treatment that they have opinions about what the results should be. And I love working with them. And for adults, I think you really have to be a good listener. You have to listen to what they want. Try to tailor your treatment to what it is they're looking for. Whereas kids, they don't necessarily know what they want. They just want a good smile. They want to have that confident smile, and they want to have a good experience.
So how do you make a tooth move?
That's a great question. So you can make a tooth move in all different kinds of ways, but let's boil it down to the most simple thing. You can either push it or pull it. And in braces, you are pushing and pulling. When you do something like Invisalign, which is clear plastic trays, you're basically just pushing a tooth. And so when you have different modalities for moving teeth, the mechanics are different. And I think that's why it's really important to go to an orthodontic residency if you're going to be moving teeth, because you need to understand the mechanics and how they're different and what the effects on the tooth are going to be. So it's a lot of physics, it's a lot of biomechanics, and it's a lot of engineering, which is what I originally thought I was going to do back in high school.
So how does Invisalign compare to traditional braces?
So Invisalign is a series of clear plastic trays that move teeth progressively, and it is a newer technology. I will not say that it's universally better. There are cases where Invisalign is better, and there are cases where braces are better. And there are also different personalities where braces or Invisalign might be better. So you really need to tailor it to what the needs of the patient are and what their personality is. But Invisalign is awesome. So I was my very first Invisalign patient. I had to do it on myself before I could ever recommend it to somebody else. And so I had a few things that had changed about my bite from when I had orthodontics as a kid. And I loved my experience. I actually went to my residency was in San Francisco, where Invisalign was developed. So I have an excellent education in Invisalign. I'm really confident in the use of it. And I love doing it. I love doing it for some teenagers. I love doing it for many adults. And it's just another mechanism to move teeth.
When you have Invisalign, do you take them out before you eat?
Correct. So when you have Invisalign, you want to wear it for 22 hours a day. So you take it out when you eat and you take it out when you clean your teeth. But the more that you wear them, the faster they work and the better they work.
We're talking with Dr. Josie of Josie Family Orthodontics on the Tide, and we've got more coming up.